BBC Radio Berkshire, we are. Howard Hughes here, at your service this morning, but much more importantly than any of that, let's get now to Fevzi Turkalp, the man they call the gadget detective, because frankly, as we always remind you, that's what he is. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning, Howard. Good, thank you.
It's very good of you to rise at this time, Fevzi. But, you know, I know there'll be a fat check on the way, so no problem about that then. I've been much...
It's not a fat lip.
It's a fat lip, probably. Yes, certainly in my case, but it all does me good, let me tell you. Now, Elon Musk, we have to talk about. A man who is vastly wealthy, is the man behind SpaceX and a million tech projects. A very oddly, quietly spoken man who makes powerful points in a very understated way. And he set the cat among the pigeons in the last 5 or 6 days by saying that artificial intelligence is more risky than North Korea.
Yeah, and he's right. So just to put this in context, you mentioned SpaceX. So he's sending private rockets into space, and they're going to have passengers going up. And he's the head of Tesla as well, the electric car company as well. He's also the guy behind Hyperloop, where they're going to shoot people down tubes across the desert 100 miles an hour as a form of transport. So he is a visionary. Although he is a little bit quirky, his words on this occasion at least should be heeded. He said that artificial intelligence poses vastly more risk than the apparent nuclear capabilities of North Korea. And he's not just started saying this. He started saying this back in 2014 when he said it considered AI to be humanity's biggest existential threat.
But of course, he's got somebody who disagrees with him massively. Mark Zuckerberg, the boss of Facebook, does not see it that way.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg, not so much a visionary in my view.
Can I just say the view you've just heard is that of Fevzi Turkalp and his alone?
Yeah, and it is. In my personal opinion, it is not. So I side with Musk on this occasion. He's right. The problem with artificial intelligence is not whether the machines we make today will kill us. It's whether the machines that they beget and the machines that those ones beget in turn will kill us. There are people at MIT now, serious scientists at MIT, whose sole job it is to research what is it that we could program into today's generation of AI that would stop their progeny, and they will have progeny, from killing us all. And you say this sounds weird, but
yes.
Don't forget, well, yes, but Professor Stephen Hawking has said pretty much exactly the same thing. He's more or less said that the best chance that humanity has to survive AI is to get off the planet as quickly as possible. Mm. So the reason
is... But, the people who design this, and we don't have a massive amount of time to talk this one round, and you could do a whole hour show on this, they say that they have designed in limitations, and that they will continue to design in limitations. And my only fear about that, Fevzi, you and I have talked about this before, is that, okay, most programmers and most developers will do that, but there is going to come a day when somebody doesn't.
Well, look, AI is being developed as a weapons system already by the Russians, by Western countries. It's like the nuclear arms race. Everyone is doing it because everyone is afraid that their adversaries are doing it, and there will be. It's just like nukes. You know, people build their own nukes because they're afraid they're going to get nuked. People are building their own AI battle systems because they're afraid that they're going to be confronted with robot armies.
All right, in 10 seconds, in your Fevzi Turkalp's view, are we going to be able to do something about this, or will Elon Musk be ignored?
Well, he's investing in these companies just so he can keep an eye on them, because he's a partial owner. He'll know. So he's actually investing in the companies, and I trust him when he does that. I think it's a challenge of our age. How do we program AI and develop AI in a way that's to our benefit and not to our
and it's snuck up on us quite unawares. Gadget of the Week in very not much time, or not much very time, or very not much time, depending on how you want to assemble those words. A robot would do it far better. The gadget of the week is another computer.
It's a Dell laptop. It's called the Dell XPS 15. It's a 15.6-inch laptop. It's been largely talked about as a MacBook Pro killer, so it goes after Apple's MacBook Pro computer. It's the world's smallest 15-inch laptop. How is it possible to have a smallest 15-inch laptop? Well, the screen is 15.6 inches, but when you look at the screen, there's virtually no bezel to it. It's just almost all screen and no frame or surround around it, so it's a very compact device. It's got the latest latest generation of Intel Kaby Lake processors. It's got the Infinity Edge display, which is the bezel-less display. You can have it in touchscreen or non-touchscreen versions. Some very high-resolution versions of this, by the way, 5x HD if you want it on a 15.6-inch screen.
It's a lovely-looking thing.
Dedicated graphics if you want them. User-upgradable RAM and user-upgradable SSD, solid-state drive. So unlike the Apple stuff where you have to buy it at great cost, you can upgrade this machine yourself.
To a solid, we've just got to say what SSD is for those who don't know. It's a solid-state hard drive.
Yeah, so it means no moving parts, very quick, silent, uses less battery.
Lasts a lot longer.
For laptops. All right. 4 out of 5 stars, price between 1400 and, well, starts at 1400, goes up to 1849. And there's if people want to buy them,
yes,
£150 off until 22nd of August, so be quick if you want.
Well, I'm glad you said that and not me. Fevzi Turkup, the man without a bezel, will be back here in 7 days from now. If people want to talk with you about any technical issue, how do they connect with you, Fevzi?
Come and say hello on Twitter, at Gadget Detective. Please, I have no friends.
It could be a song, couldn't it? Eyes without a bezel. Thanks, Fevzi. Talk in 7 days.